Well, coming up this Saturday at the Goodman Theater, Collaboraction kicks off this year's Peace Book Festival. It's the second annual festival that features over 250 artists performing 24 world premieres. Those all at the Goodman. Then it hits select Chicago neighborhoods this fall, including neighborhoods like Austin, Uptown, Inglewood. The goal, of course, to promote peace. This year, one of the big performances is called 17 to New Life. It's a theater piece featuring the real-life story of Tyrone Taylor. Taylor was in prison for over 20 years after a robbery went south. Taylor's story includes murder, incarceration, freedom, and search for transformation. The piece is co-created for the stage by GQ, one of the Q brothers. GQ is a Chicago product who's performed on stage and screen from Broadway with his hit show Bombity of Errors to the screen, acting in the movie Drumline. He's one of the featured artists for this year's Peace Book Festival, one that starts this Saturday and continues in select neighborhoods throughout the fall. GQ's back in studio tonight, along with Peace Book creator and artistic director Anthony Mosley, and from New York, flown in today, Tyrone Taylor. Guys, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us, man.
Good to see you all again.
Great to be here.
Anthony, why don't we start with you with just the second annual Peace Book Festival. It's a little bit different in the way that it's set up this year. But talk about what we can expect from this year's festival and the success off the successes of last year.
You know, we want to be a vehicle for Chicago artists to come together, create important healing work about the most important issue of our times, which is our violence, our epidemic of inequity, and the systemic racism that supports it all. So we have 24 world premiere short pieces of theater, dance, and spoken word about peace in Chicago, premiering at the Goodman Theater this Saturday. The Goodman has graciously opened up the Owen Theater to our over 200 artists, and we have 4.5 hours of theater. It is free for everyone, and there's just incredible pieces with artists from Englewood, Austin, and Hermosa, our three touring locations, but throughout the city. And then we have some really special collaborations happening that are...
I remember you came in, we talked about this last year, just about why there was a need for this festival. And you kind of hit on it right at the beginning, this idea that, you know, this is the artistic community's response to something that sometimes the news talks about, sometimes it doesn't. But the fact that Chicago right now is seeing, once again, a terrible year for gun violence.
Things are going the wrong direction, and this is not normal. But we live here. We don't see it, you know. In my wife's play, Lavana Madrid, she said... Chicago's a city of neighborhoods. It sounds like it belongs on a brochure. What it really means is you stay in your neighborhood and I stay in mine. We have these invisible lines that stop resources and love and hope from flowing freely. And people have benefited greatly by this. And we think theater and art and music and dance, the things that Chicago is most well known for, creating jazz and blues and house music and our comedy and our storytelling, our greatest natural asset needs to be brought to our most important issue. And we want to wake people up, including white Chicago. You know, the blinders have been put on by the onslaught of media attention and the overwhelming feelings of what can I possibly do? We all got to find what we can do.
You know, Collaboraction has been a great theater company in Chicago for decades now.
22 years.
Congratulations.
Peace Book starts our 22nd.
Well, I mean, Peace Book is not necessarily a departure, but it's definitely a different direction. Collaboration for a long time from the sketchbook and the other shows, it was really about showcasing the art of Chicagoans and Chicago theater. But in the last couple of years, you guys have changed direction to say, you know what, social justice issues that are affecting our community, those are where we want to be. We want to be in that space. Why the change?
Well, technology has been a big part of it. You know, you can stories are best now experienced through your phone or on your laptop. Theater is the place where we can come together, share time and space, and transform ourselves. You know, the word theater comes from the Greek, meaning the seeing place. And we think we can be a transformative experience. We are the greatest theater city, at least in the Americas. And how can we all, we have the heart. The city has the heart and soul. How can we not access that heart and soul? It needs to be spread, and we think theater and art can do it. And when you listen to stories like the one that GQ and Tyrone are going to talk about. This is not a play. This is real life. This is Tyrone's story. And it's about healing and forgiveness. And these are the kind of stories that need to be dominating our news thread, not about the alt-right and their miniature protests around the country, because that's a distraction. We have a slow genocide here in our city, and we need everybody.
Let me bring GQ in. GQ, this would be your second year. You worked last year. You did a piece for Peace Book. Talk about why you're involved in this. What is it about this work that that brings you back and resonates with you?
Well, you know, I guess being born and raised here, and then having lived in New York for 5 years, LA for 10 years, and spending the better half of the past 7 years traveling the world, I feel like, you know, being home, like, how do I incorporate, how do I use my art to better quality, better the quality of my life in my actual home, where my family lives, where the people who helped raise me are, you know? And I feel, you know, everyone from Chicago seems to have a strong connection to our city because we have Chicago pride, right?
Right.
So, I definitely wanted to be involved in the arts more in this city, but something had happened in my life, sort of a transformation of priorities where, I wanted to develop my spiritual side a lot more and consciously choose, to put myself in positions where I would grow as a human, not just as an actor or a writer or a director.
Is that something that, I mean, that's a fascinating concept. I mean, because I think a lot of people listening right now probably have moments in their life where they think they want to re-examine their priorities or change the way they're living their life. I mean, is that something that it's an external force that happens to you? Like not unlike what happened to Tyrone. We'll talk about that story. Or is it something that's internal that's more spiritual? It says, you know, I'm sick of the life I'm living. I want to do something different.
Yeah, it's a good question. I think everything that is considered quote unquote external is actually a symbol for what's happening internally. And so that's how Tyrone and I actually connected on this level of conversation in the first 20 seconds we met. And I think that on that level of form, the piece that we've created is a symbol for the healing, not only of Tyrone, but the healing of the world. The healing of the victim, healing of my own self, GQ, who had nothing, quote unquote, nothing to do with that story. I don't know why we were brought together, and I don't really ask why anymore. Things just kind of reveal themselves.
Well, let's do this. Let's take a break, and let's bring Tyrone into conversation. We'll talk about the story you guys are going to perform, but also the genesis of that story, the real story of Tyrone's life. Tyrone Taylor in studio, GQ, Anthony Mosley. We'll continue the conversation here about the Peace Book Festival, which starts at the Goodman Theater. Three different shows. It's 3, 5, 30, and 8. Is that right?
Yep.
On free shows at the Goodman this Saturday, and then, of course, a tour in the fall of the Peace Book Festival. It's the download here on 720. Stay with us. It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman in studio with me tonight. Anthony Mosley, GQ, and Tyrone Taylor. They are all members of the Peace Book Festival, which is at the Goodman Theater coming up on Saturday. It's a second annual festival with a goal to promote peace in Chicago, to really take head on the issue of violence in this town, to be able to bring together over 250 artists to be able to perform and express themselves when it comes to the issues at hand. It's at the Goodman Theater, 3, 5:30, and 8 o'clock, free shows. And it's going to be on tour this fall, different select neighborhoods in the Chicago area. All right, I want to bring in Tyrone Taylor. Tyrone is one of the creators of the piece 17 to New Life, which will be on stage at the Goodman Theater coming up on Saturday. Tyrone, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
You're from New York City, or New York.
Yes, so. Born and raised.
It's a Chicago conversation. But what, I mean, let's talk about this, because you met GQ. How did this project come about?
Well, when I was in prison, I was introduced to him when he was performed at the Shakespeare at the Globe Theater, and by a director by the name of Steve Rowland. And he brought in about a few pieces of all the plays that were being done there. However, you know, we were young, and you know, we are into hip hop, so we gravitated towards the Othello the remix. We liked that one the best, and
that's the Q Brothers piece, right?
Definitely. And when we all got out, the rest of my theater company, Steve asked us if he had tickets to the show, and he said, "Would y'all like to go?" And you know, we said, "Yeah," we was all with it, you know. And we went to see the show live, because we had already seen it when it was taped, and like once again we were just blown away, you know, by their performance. And after the show, a few of us, we went out to eat, and me and G, we just talked and, you know, and kicked it, and we just connected on so many levels. And we said that we need to work together one day. And we exchanged information, and then G was asked by Anthony to do this Peace Book again.
Yeah.
And it's funny, because at the same time that he was asked by Anthony to do it and wondering what he's going to do, I was texting him saying, "What's up? When we going to work together?"
Within the same hour. Yeah, within the same hour.
That's how it works.
Yeah. All
right, well, this is a story, and we're going to hear the performance in the second half here, but this is a performance that's centered around your life. I mean, this is about your story. And I kind of said in the beginning, in the lead, I said, you know, you were in prison for over 20 years for a robbery that went south. I mean, talk about that. I mean, we're going to hear it in the piece, but the idea of, I mean, is that accurate, what I said?
Yeah, it's very accurate. This is my story. This is real life. This is not a play. Prison is not a play. It's nothing to play with. But 17 to New Life is about a 17-year-old youth who strayed away from home and the values that he was taught by his mother and grandmother, didn't have no father in the household, didn't have any male positive role models in his life, and he gravitated towards street people, street life, and was influenced by them, and he started to do bad things, live a negative lifestyle, and got a gun, you know, and was selling drugs. But he was more into robbing, doing robberies, and he chose to rob cab drivers. And it just one robbery, and it wasn't the robbery that I was arrested for. It went bad. And it's funny, I was just telling G today that it's like a ghetto Shakespeare tragedy, because it hopefully it ends in a good ending, you know, but the story ends in a bad ending. Yeah. And no matter how far it goes from here, you know, it's still a sad story.
Let me ask you, you know, take us back to being 17 years old, and when you're in that situation, before it goes south, before it goes bad, before prison and everything that goes into that, do you recognize the severity of the life that you're living? Do you recognize in the moment as a 17-year-old kid that being a stick-up guy who's robbing cab drivers, that you want to find a way out? Or how does it – how talk about your mental space at 17 years old in New York City robbing cab drivers.
Well, of course, it's a mental state that it didn't happen overnight. You know, it took time, just the way it took time for me to change and transform to get my life back together. There were a lot of things that not only myself, but many youths that their lives go bad, that they make the wrong decisions,
right,
make, you know, bad mistakes, that they were lacking something. You know, like I said, I didn't have a father in my life. So I lacked that. I didn't have that guidance. So I had so much energy, and I didn't know how to channel it. And it just consumed me and took over me. And of course, you don't know what you actually, the magnitude that that you're doing. You, of course, you don't know.
You're not paying, yeah,
because right. If you did, if I did, I wouldn't be doing it. I would have stopped.
Right.
But I didn't. And you know, it was something that it was ongoing that I kept doing. And like I said, even after that situation, I still kept on doing it. I still kept on robbing cab drivers.
And this is decades ago now. But the story does take place where, and GQ, you play the cab driver in the piece, and this is a situation where a robbery does go south, and you shoot a cab driver.
Right.
And inevitably go to jail for it.
And I spend more time in jail than I did in the street.
I mean, and in prison, when we talk about that story, and of course, when you have to be on stage to tell that story, you know, what was it like? I mean, I know that's such a generic question. It's so big and wide. But, I mean, for a kid who was 17 years old, 18-year-old, going into prison to do a life sentence.
And that's basically what it is. Because I didn't have, when you have life, when you have those four letters, that means that they could hold you forever. They don't have to let you go. But I'm just grateful and blessed and thankful that they did let me go, that I'm able to be here to tell the story, and that hopefully that it will touch someone, whether young, old, but more so young people, youths.
There's a lot of ways to go when you're in prison. I mean, you can double down and go hard. you can do a lot of different things. But in your case, and this is what I find interesting about this conversation, is that you did find the arts. You mentioned your theater company. You talk about, you know, using creativity and being able to tell your story, but possibly to help others, as a way to get past where you're at in life. Why did you do that? I mean, because a lot of people will find religion. Some people will like I said, get hardened. But in your case, you chose the arts.
Right. Some people, they get worse than they came in. And some people, they get better. Like you said, some people choose religion. Some people choose gangs. It's all about survival. That's why they choose whatever they choose. And I chose art. Art was my survival. That's what kept
me going. How does that work? I mean, to choose art over gangs or anything else. I mean, how did that happen? How does that help you survive?
Well, I was never one. The gang thing didn't really grasp. It didn't really appeal to me. And the religion aspect, I had that at home so much that it pushed me away. So when I was introduced to the arts, it just, I don't know, it's hard to explain. It just took a hold of me, and I just knew that this was something that I wanted to do for the rest of my life.
20-plus years later, you're released. You obviously were back to the story at the beginning where you meet GQ. You get the chance to go see him perform. And here we are in Chicago a couple of years later where you're performing a piece about your story, about your life at the Goodman Theater, just a couple blocks here, one of the best theater companies in the world. What does it mean to you to have your life encapsulated in 20-plus years on stage on Saturday?
It means a lot. I still can't believe it. It's I'm still trying to grasp a hold of it. You know, G's telling me and Anthony's telling me everything that's happening that's going on, and it's big, and I'm like, wow. Am I ready for this? You know, this is my first time really doing something like this. I mean, I've performed many times, but at the same time, I know I'm ready. I'm ready to tell the story.
Tyrone Taylor is my guest in studio tonight, along with GQ and Anthony Mosley, all part of the Peace Book Festival, which is going to be on stage at the Goodman Theater, coming up here on Saturday at 3, 5:30, and 8 o'clock, free show, a festival, second annual, that brings together hundreds of artists to perform 24 world premieres, all for free, and there'll be a subsequent tour this fall to some different neighborhoods in Chicago. Here's what we'll do. We'll take a break. We'll get an update on tonight's news, and we'll come back and we'll hear the performance. We haven't had a lot of time to – I know you guys have a long day of rehearsing tomorrow, but we'll get something live here on 720 yeah. WGN.
It'll be our first rehearsal.
There you go. It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. In studio with me tonight, Anthony Mosley, GQ from the Q Brothers, and Tyrone Taylor, who are in studio, and they are going to perform a little bit of their piece that they're doing at Peacebook Festival at the Goodman Theater this Saturday. There are going to be over 250 performers doing 24 world premiere pieces. Anthony, these are by design, and I've known your work for so long, and I've known you, but the one thing I've always loved about collaboration is you don't mess around with getting to the point. And these are pieces that are all under 7 minutes, 5 minutes, 4 minutes, 2 minutes, whatever it is. But I can't tell you, and I've said this to you before, but I've been to sketchbooks where I'm like, this is, man, you got it. Last thing we need to see is 35 minutes a piece, you know, be there for 17 hours. But there's something about, you know, organizing this in a way that the artists have to be somewhat succinct with their work.
There's nothing more valuable than time. It's our most precious commodity. It's really our only commodity. And and there's something about asking theater artists to treat it as if it is as precious as it is. And you have to get at it. And then there's a community when you can collect a bunch of things and experience them in one sitting.
Yeah.
You get this portfolio, this collection that will have layers and strike you in deep ways. And one of the layers we like to bring in there is this docudrama meta-theatrical. It's not a play. This is real life.
Well, that's what we just heard from Tyrone. I mean, this is not a play. I mean, yeah. in the way, though, GQ, I mean, because we're going to hear a little bit of it. I mean, you bring theatrical elements to it. I mean, you're playing a character. You're both playing characters, really. But it's not a play. I mean, this is really more of a story.
You know, it's a real story. And it's like when Tyrone and I met and we walked around the city in Manhattan, we were talking. He told me about this piece he did on the inside that was a forgiveness story where he was visiting the gravesite of Atbal, the victim, and asking for his forgiveness. And I was really, really taken by that. I mean, I have forgive tattooed on my arm, so it's a huge part of my spirituality. So when he said, I have this forgiveness story, I'm like, tell me about it.
Yeah.
So I go, what do you think about if we would it ever be in your interest to have it, to have the story told from your point of view and to jump back and forth between like maybe the victim and his family that morning and you and your mom that morning and then like events through the day building up to something.
Right.
And he was like, never really pictured it like that. And then I was like, you know, send me the thing sometime. So when the Peacebook thing came up, that's as far as we had gotten. Like
right.
I was like, I want to do something. And then, you know, I really wanted to tell a story about forgiveness. So we had to fictionalize everything about the Pakistani character, because this happened in 93. I've gone online and scoured, like you can't find one piece of information. His name is in a list. Suvinder Atwal's name is in a list of murdered cab drivers. And it just says the date and their name. And it's just a commemorative thing, but there's no articles about it. There's nothing. And so he even asked his PO, do you mind me telling this?
No, go ahead.
He asked his PO, can I get the location of the gravesite I would like to visit? And they were blown away. She was like, oh, I've never heard that.
Let me ask you, Tyrone. I mean, when you're putting together a piece of your story and it includes the victim to a violent act, a murderer that puts you in jail for 20 plus years, when you go through that action and want to retell that story, how much of it is at front of brain? How much does that experience that happened to you, that changed the course of your life, that choice that was made, how much of it is on your brain constantly?
It's on my brain every day, every hour, every minute, every second. I live with it every day. You know, I still feel hurt, pain, hurt. I still cry tears from it. You know, first, let me be clear. This is not anything for me to boost my career. This is not anything for me to get paid or rich off. I owe a debt to society. My debt to society wasn't me serving 20 years. That was my punishment. My debt to society, anyone's debt to society, is after. Once you get out of prison, now what? What are you going to do? And I did the most worst thing to me ever possible that you could do to another human being. I mean, I put that at the bottom of the totem pole. I mean, there's a lot of other heinous crimes out there, but to me, the most heinous is taking someone's life because they can't come back. And I am so sorry for that. I regret that. I am remorseful for that. You know, I was even thinking about hopefully me just staying, keeping it together, you know, while we're on the radio, you know, keep professional, you know, not to, I mean, it wouldn't be real if I didn't, if you didn't, you can hear it in my voice right now. It wouldn't be real if I didn't shed a tear.
Well, I think there's this notion, and it's one of a stereotype that, that the violence, and when violence is perpetrated, especially here in Chicago, and we see numbers that come out that these are desensitized kids, that nobody really cares. They're pulling triggers and they don't care who's affected by it, and they move on to the next day, and it's a cycle of violence. And to hear you tell your story that it stays with you, that it's a part of you, that you want to pay back a debt to society and you live with it every day, I think is honest, and it's something that I think we don't hear every day.
Because no matter how much anybody forgives me, I have to live with forgiving myself, which I don't think I've done, and I don't think I'll ever do it. And the only way for me to give back in any way is I took his life. I can't bring him back physically, but hopefully I can do something that will bring him back in a way that he's remembered. Because if I don't, who will?
Tyrone Taylor in studio, along with GQ and Anthony Mosley. Peace Book Festival is at the Goodman Theater on Saturday, 3 o'clock, 5:30, and 8 o'clock. It is a free show that's a festival, second annual, that's bringing together over 250 artists to perform 24 world premiere plays. I wouldn't even call them plays, but just pieces. All on stage, free, as part of Anthony Mosley Collaboration and Peace Book Festival. All right, so I think we should, you guys, I know that rehearsal's kind of been out the window and you're going to do a lot of this tomorrow, but you guys are open to the idea of performing a little bit of it, maybe not the whole thing, but
yeah, we'll do the first, you know, maybe the first minute or so. We'll cut it off before it gets too far, just to give you an idea of the setup and the back and forth and the characters. We have a third character, who's like the one asking the questions. So I'll do that okay. Character's voice as well, but that's going to be played by Jillian Burfett, who's not here right now.
Okay. So, this is a snippet from 17 and New Life. That's the name of the piece. And
17 to New Life.
17 to New Life.
So,
sorry.
You know, 17 to Life is the sentence that he got. Even though he was 17 when he committed the crime, but the sentence by the time he was 18 was 17 to Life.
Yeah.
17 to Life. So we call it 17 and New Life because that's a big team
And remember how you introduced me. You said that I did 20 years, but my sentence was 17 to life. So I did more time than I was actually sentenced to.
Yeah. And on the inside, when he was a model, like a positive, like rehabilitated model prisoner, and they kept him in for extra years.
There was no program, no positive program that I didn't take. I took everything that I could take. Anger management programs, violent programs, and college, whatever they had that I knew that would better me.
With a life sentence, with a 17 to life sentence, does it change? I mean, to take a lot of those programs and to be a model prisoner, to get out for good behavior, that's not part of it in the way that it's a life sentence. I mean, you're in. So a lot of what you're talking about is just bettering yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because I knew that I could not come out the same way that I went in. I had to come out a better person.
Tyrone Taylor, GQ, in studio. Why don't we hear a snippet from 17 to New Life?
What was the year?
1993.
Your name?
The streets name me Fly Ty.
I see. What time of year was it? The beginning of winter. State your name? Atval. First name, Suvinder. My friends called me Sue or sometimes Suvi. My mother told me Johnny Cash wrote a song about me. My Italian neighbors had kids who became friends with me. Their whole family got a real kick out of calling me Vinny. Your father?
I'd be like, I want to see him. Why ain't he here? Moms would always say, you want to see your dad? Just look in the mirror. I met him a couple times, but that was it. He was finished. Anyone who knew him said I was his spitting image.
Location? Queens. Moved there with my dad and mom. I was 10 years old when we left Pakistan. I always wanted to do something different than my dad. I mean, it's just so cliche. I'm from Pakistan. I drive a cab. Schooling?
Private Catholic. Mom's a real devout until they had enough of me and finally kicked me out.
I swore it wasn't going to be for the rest of my life, but it was there, and I needed to support my pregnant wife. You were married? Yes, it had been arranged. I know, Americans think that's completely insane. I would tend to agree, but I was best friends with Sana's brother, and growing up it was crystal clear. We had always loved each other. Married?
Hell no.
Single?
Hell no. Had this girl who always loved to give me hell, though. Why you always hang with thugs? Why you such a deadbeat? Peace, grabbed my heat, took my damn feet to the streets. I wasn't a big dude, so when Robert became a profession, I copped me a piece in case I needed protection.
To lower our costs, we'd often lease a cab together, so I shared one with Farouk. I had known him forever. We had this spot where it was easy to park the car and central for both of us on Ditmars Boulevard.
See, I was addicted, not to drugs, but I was sick. Instead of standing on corners, I go out looking for a Vic.
Vic? Who is that? Your file here doesn't list him.
Vic is everybody. Anyone can be a victim. I was Aggie. I ain't find one after coming this far. Another lap before heading back. I took a left on Did Mars.
We'll stop there. Thank
you. There you go. Good stuff.
Thanks, guys.
That's a snippet from 17 to New Life, which will be performed at the Peace Book Festival coming up here on Saturday at the Goodman Theater. The second annual Peace Book Festival, GQ and Tyrone Taylor, Tyrone's story on stage at the Goodman. And it's also part of the fall tour that's coming. Anthony, these kind of pieces, this kind of story, the ability to tell this kind of stuff and to be real. Was this are you seeing it come to fruition? I mean, this is second year of doing the festival, and you have a lot of artists that want to express themselves, but rarely do you get an opportunity to have an artist who has had this personal experience.
This is the evolution of the work Clive Rachman has been doing for 22 years, and we talked about spirituality, and Clive Rachman kind of made a turn 5-6 years ago, and it's incredible to be here to watch all of these lives and stories come together at the Goodman Theater this Saturday. It's nearly overwhelming. Our good friend David Dismalchian is coming in. He co-authored a piece with a 17-year-old, Aisha June, who lives on the South Side. I matched them up, and they are going to meet for the first time Friday and perform on Saturday. We have these. Each piece is its own kind of prayer for Chicagoans to start to figure this out. People say that the country goes as Chicago goes, and it's really time for us to get our hearts and our minds around healing. And 2018 will be the 50th anniversary of Dr. King's assassination. I have a dream that white people will become a part of the solution. Telling these stories, being here with you in studio, we need to demystify these really difficult conversations about white privilege and about the racism that is just part of who we are as Chicagoans.
GQ, let me bring you in, your parting thought on this as well, because you've done a lot of work with the Q Brothers, a lot of great performance-based stuff, a lot of Shakespeare. What's it mean to be a part of this story, a story that is real, that is painful? It's emotional, but once again, real.
it's humbling. I feel like from the time that Tyrone, every time we discuss it, what we've come back to is we keep saying it's bigger than us. It's bigger than us. And so I just feel like the more in tune I've gotten with my purpose and my truth, like the more obvious, like my path has become. And so I'm just grateful to accept my role in it.
Tyrone, you said that you'll never be able to forgive yourself. But are you healing?
I'm trying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Doing
things like this is part of the process. It's not going to happen overnight, So this is just part of the process.
Tyrone Taylor, GQ, Anthony Mosley in studio tonight. The Peace Book Festival, the second annual Peace Book Festival, will be at the Goodman Theater on Saturday, 3 o'clock, 5:30, 8 o'clock.
Our piece will be at 8 p.m.
And your piece will be at 8 o'clock. GQ and Tyrone doing 17 to New Life. I can't thank you guys for coming. I can't thank you enough for performing. I can't thank you enough for sharing your story. And congratulations on another festival. And we look forward to the tour in the fall.
You know, thanks for having us, Justin. Great to see you again, bro.